Chapter 2. The First Night. The trees around the pathway had been cleared out, so there was light shining down on the two players as they walked down the road to the village. There were no monsters on the path, but they spotted a few in the woods. Zombies seemed to be the most common, as they were all over the place, but the players noticed a few others too. Charlie pointed out, deep in the woods, what appeared to be a zombie, but thinner and less substantial. And Stan could have sworn that, from what he could see in the dim light, it was holding a bow and had a quiver of arrows on its back. Once, when Stan looked up into the trees at the sides of the road, he saw a flash of blood-red eyes contemplating him from one of the higher limbs. None of these mysterious creatures, thankfully, pursued the players.
"We'd better hurry and get to that village," said Charlie, looking nervous. "I don't want to be out here when it gets dark enough for those things to come out and hunt."
Stan nodded in agreement. But things did not go well from that point on. The path became less clear as they went deeper into the woods, and a few times they found themselves accidentally straying onto side trails that led to dead ends. One of these paths turned out to have a zombie at the end of it. Stan and Charlie barely managed to outrun it before it lost interest in them. The sky began to turn a shade of beautiful pink, but the two players were unable to appreciate it as they made their way back onto the main road after their fifth detour and saw no sign of a village when they looked ahead.
"I think we'd better make a shelter for the night," said Stan.
"We'd better make a wall 2 blocks high so that we have at least some type of barrier that the monsters won't be able to get over easily."
"You're right," said Charlie. "I'll go get some dirt blocks. You try to get some wood from those trees. Meet back here once you've got the stuff."
Stan nodded, and the two set off in opposite directions. Gathering the dirt was faster than Charlie had expected. After being hit a few times, the blocks of dirt came loose, ready to be picked up and added to Charlie's inventory. He had amassed a whole stack of dirt blocks by the time he went back to meet Stan. Stan did not have nearly as easy a time. He had to punch the sections of the tree trunk over and over to get them to break off. It hurt, too.
"What I wouldn't do for..."